This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome in to Old School on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. I'm Austin Norman, riding solo for the next couple hours here before we turn you over to the Kansas City Royals at 6 p.m. The Royals back at home, just took a series from the Blue Jays in Toronto for the first time since 2017. Ugh, it felt good. The Royals 19 wins, currently sitting, I believe, third in the AL Central, and maybe second in the AL Central right now. Third best odds to win the division right now as you look at Baseball Reference's playoff predictor. 6 o'clock pregame, 6:40 first pitch as the Kansas City Royals host the defending World Series champion Rangers. Until we get to that point, I would love it if each and every single one of you was involved with today's show. If there is something on your mind, sports-related or otherwise, hit me up with it. It's Friday. Let's have a good time. Let's enjoy our last couple hours here before the weekend. Send in any thoughts, any questions you might have to 402-464-5685. Whatever it is you send, we'll get to here over these next couple of hours. Might have a check-in from Jay Foreman at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Other than that, it's me, it's my thoughts, and hopefully it's your thoughts as well. Text line I mentioned brought to you by Starter Heyman Jewelers, as well as our video streams, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter, up and rolling for you. If you leave a comment there, I have access to those as well. So wherever it is you're tuned in, I know there's something on your mind. I know you've got questions. I know you've got thoughts. Would love to hear what they are. Would love to go back and forth with you and see if we can't get to maybe the right answer, or as DP would always say, get to the right question. Mark and Holland, we'll start with you. You chimed in at the end of On the Block. Don't want to let your text or comment go to waste here. He says, it was the Pacers versus Knicks Eastern Conference Finals in the late 90s that made me and others wonder about NBA refs. It had never crossed my mind before, and I didn't even have a dog in that fight. It seemed clear the league wanted the Knicks in the finals. Aha! Mark, you might be onto something. That Pacers-Knicks Eastern Conference Finals, yes, that's a big one. Maybe the bigger issue for most people was the Patrick Ewing lottery. I believe it was the 84, 85 NBA draft lottery, where allegedly, the New York Knicks envelope was frozen. So when it was put in the bowl, I believe it was it Commissioner Stern? that was drawn at that point, whoever it was drawing the envelope out of the big old fishbowl would be able to tell. So, yes, there was some fishy officiating in that series, and I know you're not alone in wondering if, you know, the league wanted New York in those finals specifically. But even before that, with the frozen envelope, and now it's the weighted or unweighted ping pong balls that will drop first or not drop potentially, there's all sorts of conspiracies in the NBA. The reffing thing goes through to Tim Donaghy in the early 2000s. The Kings and Lakers series in 2002 is certainly under some scrutiny. And if you listened to On the Block, you'll hear Strick bring this up, you know, pretty much every time we talk about the Lakers, their free throw disparity and just how many more free throws the Lakers have shot than, you know, teams 2, 3, and 4 with the biggest free throw differentials. I don't want to put my conspiracy hat on. I don't want to blame evil or malice when simple incompetence will do. That's my general gut reaction. But man, sometimes there are those situations, like with the Pacers-Knicks, like with Patrick Ewing, that make you wonder. And shoot, even seeing Victor Wembanyama's reaction to not, you know, going to Houston in this last NBA draft lottery. Not saying, just saying. I think every pro sports league has these sort of eyebrow-raising situations. NBA seems like it's had more than its fair share of them, given that it's still a relatively young league, all things considered. 39-94. Two things. I miss Husker basketball already, and I miss Witch subs in the Haymarket. 39-94, you're going to have to drop me your Witch subs order. I cannot say that I ever had it. I know it should have been on my list, but I just never got the chance to go to that. As for your first thing, I miss Husker basketball already. You are not alone, my friend. You are absolutely not alone in missing Husker basketball. And really, that's why Strick and I have still spent so much time on it, because that was a fun team this last year to see what Fred Hoiberg has built. From when he first got to Nebraska to the stylistic changes he's made, to the changes he's made to his mental approach and the people that he's put around him, both on the floor and on the bench beside him. It's fun, right? And the downside of having such a fun team is that they still have to lose in the end eventually. Only one team wins the biggest prize in college athletics. And I know that there are all these, you know, other smaller tournaments. There's an NIT champ and a CBI champ and a CIT champ. But this year was different for Nebraska basketball, where it wasn't, well, hey, maybe this is the year, hoping against hope, dreaming on a dream. This team proved from the get-go it was an improved basketball team. It was a good basketball team. And there were so many fun personalities, right? That's why I think you miss Husker basketball already. You miss big bouncy hair, energetic, athletic Josiah Alec. You miss calm, cool, collected, smooth operator Bryce Williams. You miss maybe the best show in college basketball in a locked-in Keisei Tominaga, a guy that was good for fireworks every night. You miss the dog in Juwan Gary, who maybe not single-handedly won the game, but certainly single-handedly swung the game for Nebraska down in Manhattan. That was one of the best individual performances I've seen. It started off with the X-Factor Rink Mass going off for, I think, 12 points in the first 10 minutes or so. And then Rink cooled down. Then Juwan Gary took over the offensive glass in the second half. Would have had a double-double if you just count his offensive rebounds. And then, of course, there's Sam Hoiberg coming off the bench. Little plucky Sam, who we love so dearly here at 93.7 The Ticket, proving that a year after he was really thrust into emergency duty, he's a rotation player in the Big Ten. And then C.J. Wilcher, who helped Nebraska beat Purdue and Wisconsin. The C.J.'s story, right? Starting at Xavier, coming to Nebraska, being a starter, getting moved to the bench, persevering and carving out a role in a niche. Yeah, there were so many fun, great personalities on this Nebraska team. And that's really just the rotation right there. There's a lot to look forward to for Husker basketball. Maybe this would be better as a full segment, but since 39-94, you got me on it. Nebraska, even with Rink Mast being out, can throw out a lot of lineups that I think have some intrigue. the lineup that I'm going to guess Nebraska starts with, again, this is just a guess, is Bryce Williams will still be running point. I think Esiejin is at the two, Juwan Gary at the three, Andrew Morgan at the four, and Braxton Mia at the five. That is a lineup that is massive. That is a huge lineup across the board. Williams 6'7 or 6'8, Esiejin at 6'4, Gary at 6'8, Morgan at 6'10, and Mia at 7'1. That has the potential to be an elite defensive unit. Esiejin's not a great defender, not lockdown, but he had to at least compete to get on the floor at Wisconsin. I know he didn't get on the floor as much this last year. I think he was just injured, starting the year injured. I don't think he ever really got his rhythm going. Bryce Williams.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Williams would be asked to run a lot of point in this lineup, which I still don't think is the best role for him, but I still get the sense that it's what Nebraska likes, and they want to at least give it another shot to start the year. I think he can be an impact defender, but I think it'll be in a different lineup that I'll get to here in a minute. Juwan Gary, if he's playing at the three, if he's primarily a small forward, not a power forward, he's got to take his shooting numbers up from 28 or 30%. To at least 33, if not 35% from three. I think if Juwan sticks to the catch and shoot opportunities, he can do it. Really cut down on some of the wild shots from two seasons ago. Still a few I think he can cut out. But if Juwan Gary at 6'9", 230 pounds, I want to say is what he's listed at. If he's guarding threes, that tells you he's going to be on the Terrence Shannon Jr. types more often than not. And I think that's better for Nebraska. I really do. Andrew Morgan is an intriguing piece. I don't think he is a rink-masked replica or clone. I think he's a facsimile, but I still go back to I think he's somewhere between Josiah Alec and rink-masked in terms of skill set. So Nebraska's going to look different, but I think Morgan can be a pretty traditional power forward with maybe an extra inch or two of height. And then Braxton Mia is a guy that really excites me because it's a body type and a play style we haven't seen out of Nebraska in a long time, right? Strick and I talked about it when he officially committed. You might have to go back to a Venson Hamilton, Mikey Moore style of play, shot blocking, rim running, secure every sort of, you know, rebound that's in the key or a step outside, just due to length and athleticism, right? Braxton Mia is the guy that can be out of position and still be a good rebounder because of his physical gifts. So that Williams, Esiejin, Gary, Morgan, Mia lineup intrigues me because Nebraska went to the two bigs down the stretch with Alec and Mast. That is not my favorite lineup. It's absolutely not my favorite lineup. The lineup that I would like to see more often is Raleigh Worster running the point. That's a guy who has averaged 9-5-5 for his career. Mostly at the Power 5 level. Started at Utah State, moved up to Utah. His numbers have been incredibly consistent. No, Pac-12 basketball isn't the best. There's still some really good guards he was going against. So for a guy to average 9 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists for a couple years at the power level, that's a guy that I think is going to be in the discussion to start. And I want him to start in my ideal lineup because he takes pressure off of Bryce Williams, who came to Nebraska with the reputation of being able to score the basketball, which he did last year, shot it really well from three, really for all the ball handling he was doing. But Bryce Williams is such a natural scorer. He makes it look so simple, so fluid, that I think Bryce Williams deserves and should get more opportunities off the ball. So give me Worcester at the one. Bryce Williams can play the two. My flex spot is between Esiegen and Griffiths. Gavin Griffiths, the Rutgers transfer. Esiegen has more starting experience in the Big Ten. All freshman team, got his fair share of starts as a freshman. Was banged up, like I mentioned before, last year at Wisconsin. Esiegen's been around the Big Ten for a couple years. I think Nebraska could use him as a secondary ball handler, not really a true point guard type, but if a big man gets a rebound and they outlet it to Esiegen, you feel fine about it with him at least starting your transition opportunity. Then it's, if it's Esiegen, he's at the two, Williams is at the three. If it's Griffiths, that's a 6'8 guy who can stretch the floor. I know that his numbers don't back that up if you just look at his Rutgers or Sports Reference page. But Gavin Griffiths was a top 40 recruit in his class. And I think if Rutgers kept him around, he would have been a perfect complementary piece to Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey. He enters the transfer portal, and I think at his height, he can shoot it from range and from a couple feet behind the line, you know, with considerable ease. I think that he can be a good positional rebounder. He has to be a competitive defender. He wouldn't have seen the floor for Steve Peichel if he wasn't at least credible and capable. So he can add more length on defense. He can add more length in rebounding, and he can space the floor. Whether that's sticking him in a corner, running him off of action like CJ Wilcher, or shoot. If you run a pick and roll between Bryce Williams and Gavin Griffiths, I'm not mad in the slightest. So the first three players in this lineup are Raleigh Worcester, Bryce Williams, either Connor Esiegen or Gavin Griffiths. Juwan Gary at the four intrigues me to no end. I still think that is the best position for Juwan Gary, especially if his outside shot isn't going to improve. If Juwan Gary's the four, you can play small, you can spread the floor because he's at least a semi-credible shooter, but you can also stick Juwan in the short corner, in the dunker spot. So you can get a guy going downhill, nice little drop off to Juwan, nice little lob over the top to him, just taking one step and exploding. And if Juwan is your four, sure, some teams are going to take him down to the post, and that's not his strong suit. But Juwan Gary is going to be more athletic than at least 2/3 of the other power forwards that Nebraska faces. So if Nebraska is going to have the fifth player in this lineup be Braxton Mia, Nebraska can get incredibly aggressive on the defensive end, try to jump passing lanes, try to get steals, and create easy points that way. That's something Strick and I agree that they need to do more of next year. And then, like I said, at the five, I like Mia at the five just because he's different. I think that athletic element is something Nebraska was lacking. And I think if you look across the Big Ten, this is a year Braxton Mia can dominate in his role. Maybe not put up numbers to be a first-team All-Big Ten guy, maybe not even honorable mention, but I think Braxton Mia can be an impact player, a glue guy for Nebraska if he starts. But if it's Andrew Morgan at the five, Nebraska will need to have a top 15 offense in the country. And I think it could, because if it's Worcester and Morgan running pick and rolls, Morgan can pop, he can roll basically equally credibly. Worcester has great feel out of the pick and roll. Bryce Williams, I think there's another gear for him to unlock there. Juwan Gary, if you don't want him to sit outside and settle for jumpers, and he's, like I said, sitting in the short corner, or he's your screener rolling to the rim, that's exciting. Floor spacing with Esiegen and Griffiths around that, Nebraska could cause some problems offensively for other teams. Now, I think Nebraska and Fred Hoiberg, what they will end up doing is lean into this defensive identity, because that's really what the program has been remade on. But I hope that there are games that Fred Hoiberg goes back to his roots as an offensive mind. I hope Fred gets deep in his bag of tricks, and Nebraska is going to get in a shootout with the team at some point again, you know, this coming season. In a game like Nebraska's playing against, say, Texas A&M in the NCAA tournament, Nebraska didn't have enough defensive options to stay in front of and limit Texas A&M. In that case, you need to lean into a lineup with firepower like the one I just threw out there. The wild card for me, Nick Janowski. I'm going to say his name like I've been saying his name. I will keep saying it all the way through. Second best player in the state of Wisconsin behind Con Knupel, who is a top 20 recruit who ends up going to Duke. Janowski and him had some battles. Janowski put up some numbers as the lead guy on his team. Janowski played for a couple years with Milan Momcilovic, who played a big role as a freshman for Iowa State. My guess is that the Nick Janowski hype train, you know, takes a little bit to chug out of the station. But I think Nick Janowski is going to play a huge role for Nebraska as a floor spacer, positional sort of defender, maybe even a secondary ball handler. He dribbled a lot, set up a lot for his team in Pewaukee at Wisconsin in high school. But Nick Janowski has a bright future, y'all. Fred Hoiberg and the staff, I think, are going to have to put him on the court so he can prove sooner than later that he can hang at the Big Ten level, or else you're risking another Eli Rice situation. Let's keep talking Husker basketball. A couple more questions related to that. 0068 and Josh and Davey, I will get to you next. Jeremy, 5354 and 6445, appreciate your questions. I will get to you as well. But questions about Chucky Hepburn, and does Nebraska men's basketball need another big guy? Those will be answered after the break here on Old School.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.